Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one today comes from Anita. I've heard you say that everyone has a navy in their swatch. Is a navy neutral only the darkest blue in the swatch? How light of a blue can you go before it's not considered neutral anymore? And to a certain extent, this depends on your colouring. Because when you are lighter in your colouring, then you'll find that you will need lighter colours. So what can look light on one person can look dark on somebody else. And this is one of those things, if you've ever experimented with hair colours, this you can find very true, where a dark colour, you know, a dark hair colour looks way too dark on some people and looks too light on somebody else. So if we compare two sort of navy blues, you'll notice this one is darker than this one because this is a lighter swatch and this is a darker swatch. So look, this might be, you might be able to go a little bit darker than this, but you don't want to be going really, really dark because then it will be really too heavy and too dark on you if you have lighter colouring. So when we are thinking about things like a navy, now the more greyed out, when we're thinking about what makes a colour a neutral, the more greyed out it is, then the more it becomes more receding, and the darker it is, the more receding it becomes as well. So if it's kind of, and this is where those kind of softer denims and stuff like that, they work as, you know, they might be a mid kind of darker blue, but they work as a neutral because they are softer, they're more faded out, and we just don't notice them as much because they don't have advancing qualities, they only have receding qualities. So that is something to think about. And it is then, it's a matter of what actually works on you. So your individual colouring is going to impact on your choices because, you know, you have your own, you know, set of kind of color parameters as such. So if you have darker coloring, then you'll be going for darker navies. If you have lighter coloring, you'll be going for lighter ones. And the same sort of thing if you're looking at olive greens, that sort of color, whether or not you go for a kind of more mid olive versus a really dark olive. Because of course, even light, I mean, like blue, we don't really, you know, chambray, we almost consider to be a bit of a neutral blue as well, just like we do with some of those kind of khaki greens, where there's a softness to them. And therefore they kind of sit well and play well with many other colours, but also recede enough that we just don't notice them too much. And that is the whole point of a neutral, that it's a base rather than being the star. And then, and it depends what you put with that colour as well. So if you put something kind of quite bright with your navy, so if you popped on something orange with your navy, what'll happen is that navy, this will start to really disappear into the background more because this becomes the star. So of course it depends what you put together with it. So there's always the whole thing with colour. It's this, it all comes back down to what is next to something. And this is simultaneous contrast, and this is what we're looking at with personal color analysis. But it's like how the two colors play with each other. And there's quite a few kind of optical illusions around that you'll see where it's like a color looks like a completely different color depending on what it is next to. And that is just this optical illusion of color and simultaneous contrast. And so that's exactly the same as when you're putting clothes on yourself, is how do you make yourself look, you know, lighter or darker or brighter or more muted, depends on what colors you surround yourself with. So they're the colors that you wear. So a little something to think about there. And you can always go a little bit darker than what's in your swatch. The swatch is really just a tool to help you find the colours that work for you. But you're looking at that overall value of those colours rather than something way darker, because then it will start to feel really heavy and start to weigh you down a lot if you have overall lighter colouring. Okay, next question comes from Margaret, who says, my biggest challenge is to put together a simple, relaxed wardrobe in my colours. I have dark blonde hair and blue eyes. I like simplicity and would love a simple capsule. I work with preschool children and will be retiring next year. So my mother was a preschool teacher, so I have a good understanding that you really need practicality in your wardrobe. But this is where, like, what does simple mean to you? It's one of those words I find quite fascinating, because some people's version of simple is somebody else's version of complicated. So it could be that it's simple because everything works together, or it could be simple because it means there's no patterns or any extraneous detail. Or it could be, simple because it's smaller in some way or other. So this is where I don't know how you define simple, Margaret, but that could be something to start thinking about to begin with. Because I've had clients tell me, oh, I only like really simple, plain clothes. And when I go and look in their wardrobe, there's a whole lot of pattern, there's a bit of asymmetric detail and things like that. And I'm thinking, this is not simple. To me, this is not simple. This sees some complexity in the styles that they really like. So thinking about, well, what's going to be practical? So I would say, particularly as a preschool teacher, actually patterns are incredibly practical, particularly busy patterns, because you are less likely to show up any stains or things like that, because I know when you need that practicality. You'd also want to think about really good wash and wear fabrics, because of course, you're going to have to throw things in the washing machine all the time, and you may not, you don't want to be dry cleaning around preschool aged children. That sort of stuff, thinking about that practicality. So it's like, what are the fabrics that wash and wear well for you and that you find comfortable to wear as well? Your colors, the thing with when we're looking for colors, in stores, we've got to understand, just like the fashion of clothes changes, you'll also find that there'll be color trends, and some colors will appear and some colors will disappear. And there's always trends, but you'll generally find that there'll be a trend for a certain color, and you'll find a variety of that color. And you might find there's other colors you just can't find at all, but there are some colors that are definitely for you. But it's over time you'll tend to build yourself up that wardrobe of different colors, because over time those different colors come into fashion. So even though this season you go, I can't find my version of beige for love nor money, who says next season it won't be there for you? So that is something to understand, that you won't always find what you're looking for. And if you are really determined to have something in a particular colors, this is where dye can come in. So making sure that you're buying fabrics that dye easily. So natural fibers always dye much more easily than synthetics. And then you can, change the color of things and turn them in the colors you want, because sometimes, there just isn't what you're after out there. Or sewing, either sewing it yourself or having somebody else make things for you, is another way of creating that wardrobe. But it's going in with a plan. And this is why I have like a capsule wardrobe plan. So if you're thinking about, building yourself a capsule wardrobe that's full of practical clothes that you love, that you feel stylish in, and then kind of building that out. So you can download my capsule wardrobe plan off the blog at insideoutstyleblog.com. And that gives you kind of a plan basic. And of course, you can extend from that capsule, but it's a great way to create 72 outfits from 12 garments, which, if you're looking at bang for your buck, that certainly is going to give you that. So we'd be thinking about, what's the plan? What do I really need? What do I have? And then looking for the colors that flatter you, and knowing that not everything will be in store or available at any one time, but that you will build that up over time. Being patient, I think, is something that many of us don't want to be patient. We see that there is so much choice in the marketplace. We go out, there is so much choice out there, and yet, we can go, why can't I come home with anything? And it's because quite often it's like the fashion trends are the trends. And, you go to 5 stores and you discover that basically it's more of the same stuff rather than anything different. And this is where going online and doing some online research can also be really useful for shopping, to see if there's something or a place that you've never considered, going online, seeing if that there's things that you like, because it's particularly, we tend to get into a habit of going to the same stores all the time, and who knows what we're missing because we're ignoring all the other ones. So that is also something worth thinking about, doing a little plan before you shop, so that when you do get there, and it's something I do with, for my clients when I'm shopping with them, is very often I'll go online, particularly if they said they wanted something specifically, and I'll do it for myself too. If I decide I want a specific garment, I'll go online and I'll start searching all the stores. I'll see who has something. I'll have a look at the images online, and I'll decide then whether I want to go into the store to see it and actually feel it, touch it, try it on, or not. And sometimes I'll find things at stores I hadn't even thought about. So that can be a really useful thing to think about if you are building a wardrobe in any way like that and you need to do some shopping, is do a little bit of a pre-plan that you can write yourself a list and go, I'm going to go here and here and here and here, and then I'll make my decision. So that is something to think about as well. But do understand that all the best wardrobes are always built over time. And so it's, you know, you're unlikely to be able to just go out and one shopping trip and find everything you want. Occasionally this happens, but it's like the magical wardrobe shopping fairy gods have really smiled on you that day. And it's probably because your colours and your shape are the current fashion trend. And then it's really easy. But if they are not currently what is in trend, then sometimes you just have to wait until, you know, the next season. And you'd be amazed at how fast stuff turns over these days and how frequently stores get new stock. And that just because you didn't see anything this week doesn't mean there's not going to be something for you next week. So don't get depressed. Don't just waste money on it'll do clothes. Just go, you know, nothing here today. And this is why the online research is useful, that often if you do a bit of that first, you might be able to go, this is not the week or the month for me to go shopping. I will just wait a little bit longer. So hopefully a few tips there for you, Margaret. Last question comes from Leanne, who says, what do you think is more important, warm or cool, or light and dark values? This is where I'd say both are really important. You know, what happens is if you go to the wrong undertone, so the opposite undertone to you, so if you go warm if you're cool or cool if you're warm, you'll just look ill and washed out in some way or other. So generally when warm people are wearing cool colours, they look washed out and drained and tired. When cool people are wearing warm colours, they tend to look a bit jaundiced and sickly in some way or other. So neither is good. In that way. So I'd go like really undertone is really important, but also value is important as well. I see no point in spending money on clothes that are just not right for you. So like rather than going, well, I'll just give up on that, I'd just keep waiting. So this is where that if you are saying, well, light versus dark, so if you have light value, then I wouldn't be going for a whole lot of dark clothes because they will just drain you as well. They'll be heavy and dark and draining. So again, not great. Now you can get away with a dark bottom and then kind of use that, what I call the stair principle, to kind of jump through the values to get up to the top. And this is where sometimes a pattern can be really good that's got lighter and darker values in it as well as medium ones. But I wouldn't just be dressing head to toe in something the opposite of whatever I am. Now, if you happen to be more medium, that is much easier because you can go a bit lighter and a bit darker, but you still don't want to go to the extremes. So I'd say, like, you know, if you want to look healthy, make sure you stick with your undertone. But then, you know, the value is important because it looks, you know, makes you look as a whole better. And so this is where going too far away. So if you're light value, you know, you can happily wear medium value colours. I just would be avoiding the really dark value colours. So it's just thinking about, you know, what works for you. And also too, again, just like I was talking before about having patience when shopping, I would, you know, if this is because you're just getting frustrated because you're feeling nothing at the moment is out there for me, sometimes nothing is. You know, there'll be something next week or next month or next season. And this is also too where, again, I mentioned before, dyeing can also work really well for you. That if you can't find quite the right thing, sometimes it's get something and then dye it. And I've even done this with boots. I was really after a pair of navy boots. I could not find them anywhere. So I actually bought a pair of kind of like nude tan sort of boots. And then I bought navy dye and I dyed them. So I got my navy boots because I thought, you know, who knows the next time navy boots are going to be in fashion, but I can just get some leather dye and do that for myself. So there are ways of, you know, faking it in a way, or, you know, making your own. And this is why sewing is great, because you have so much more control about the fabrics and colours. But even then, you know, you go to the fabric stores and there'll be a whole lot of trend for something and none for anything else. I was recently looking and there's a real trend at the moment for very dark background floral prints. But not much with light backgrounds. And it's because that is the current kind of fashion trend that's coming in this winter. And I went, well, that's great, but it's not for me. So even in the fashion stores, it's like, I'm looking for a light background one. not finding much at the moment, but I know that that will change and I just have to be a little bit patient. So hopefully that helps you, but I would not give either of them up, Leanne, because otherwise you're just going too far away. There's just no point in spending a whole lot of money on clothes that you're not going to love in the long term. And I think this is where we've got to think about sustainability. You know, the world is a precious place. And we want to think about that if we are buying things just for the sake of having something, even though it's not quite right, we'll be dissatisfied with it much more quickly. And therefore, we won't keep it as long. Versus if we find, you know, or wait and find things that are really great, then they're going to stay in your wardrobe for so much longer. If you look actually the things that are in your wardrobe that have been there for a long time, it's usually because they have the right undertone and they are the right value and they're representative of your personality and all those sorts of things, and they flatter your figure. Versus the things that come and go, there's usually something not quite right about them to start with, which is why you're kind of a bit dissatisfied and you put them on, you take them off, you put them on, you take them off, never really wear them, and they end up going by the wayside fairly quickly. So hopefully those answers have helped you all today, given you a little food for thought. Please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog. And of course, head over to the blog if you want to know more about your colours. Of course, I do online colour analysis. And if you want to, you know, find anything, you know, what works for you, of course, my 7 Steps to Style program is great for that as well. Have a lovely rest of your day and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.